Welcome to Afterglow, a show of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. Valentine's Day is upon us, and so this week on the show, I thought I would devote the hour to love songs from the Great American Songbook. But rather than merely talking about love, I'm going to explore the much more complex, passionate, and often extravagant concept of romance. Songs of romance abound in the American Songbook, and this hour will mine the depths, exploring both familiar and unfamiliar romantic songs like My Romance, This Is Romance, and Romance in the Dark. It's Isn't It Romantic? Coming up next on Afterglow.
A fine romance with no kisses. A fine romance, my friend, this is. We should be like a couple of hot tomatoes, but you're as cold as yesterday's mashed potatoes. A fine romance, you won't nestle. A fine romance, you won't wrestle. I might as well play bridge with my old maid aunts. I haven't got a chance. This is a fine romance. A fine romance with no kisses. A fine romance, my friend, this is. You're calmer than the seals in the Arctic Ocean. At least they flap their fins to express emotion. A fine romance with no clinches. A fine romance with no pinches. You're just as hard to land as the Ile de France. I haven't got a chance. This is a fine romance. I don't need a moon, a nook, a tune for violin. Here with you I need a book and tons of aspirin. Socially, you must remember me. I seem to be the stranger on whose knee you sat. This great love, your love I'm speaking of, I've got it up to here, my dear, and that is that. A fine romance, my Duchess, two old fogies who need crutches. True love should have the thrills that a healthy crime has. We don't have half the thrills that the march of time has. A fine romance, my good woman. My strong, aged in the wood woman. You never give the orchids I send a glance. No, you like cactus plants. This is a fine romance. You've never must the crease in my blue serge pants. I just don't stand a chance. This is a fine romance,
a sarcastically romantic song written by Dorothy Fields and Jerome Kern for the 1936 Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers musical Swing Time, performed there by singer and pianist Michael Feinstein on his 1988 album Isn't It Romantic. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, for Valentine's Day, we're exploring romance in popular song. Romantic love is usually defined as the love between two people, as opposed to the love you may have for your kid, your dog, or your favorite food. The etymology is convoluted. Originally deriving from Rome, as in the city, romance eventually began to refer to the heroic, chivalric tales of knights. These romances often involve some kind of courtship, so the term romance began to be associated with this kind of courtly love. Courtship and song have gone hand in hand for centuries, from the troubadours of old to the crooners of the 20th century. And it's these crooners and their songs of romance that I want to turn my attention to this hour. Hundreds of songs from the American Songbook concern romance, of course, but let's look specifically at songs where romance is mentioned by name. We'll start with a song that perfectly captures the excitement and mystery of that oldest magic word, romantic. This one comes from the pen of Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart. Originally written for the 1932 Maurice Chevalier and Jeanette MacDonald film, Love Me Tonight. Composer Alec Wilder praised this song as being, in his words, perfect. Here is Mel Torme and that perfectly romantic song, Isn't It Romantic? On Afterglow.
I've never met you, yet never doubt, dear. I can't forget you. I've thought you out, dear. I know your profile, and I know the way you kiss. Just the thing I miss on a night like this. If dreams are made of imagination, I'm not afraid of my own creation. With all my heart is here for you to take. Why should I quake? I'm not awake. Isn't it romantic? Music in the night, a dream that can be heard. Isn't it romantic? Moving shadows right, the oldest magic word. Oh, I hear the breezes playing in the trees above. While all the world is saying you were meant for love, isn't it right? such a night as this. Isn't it romantic? Every note that's sung is like a lover's kiss. Sweet symbols in the moonlight. Do you think that we could fall in love perchance? Isn't it
Mel Torme in 1955 with the 1932 Rodgers and Hart song, Isn't It Romantic? We'll hear a musical response to that song at the end of this hour. Our next romantic song this hour also comes from the pen of Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart, and it's one of their most famous. It's from a musical they wrote a few years later called Jumbo, all about a circus elephant. Not necessarily the place you'd expect to find a romantic song, but nevertheless, it's where the song My Romance was born. This song is a recipe for romance to bloom, which, as you'll learn, only needs one key ingredient. Here's singer Carmen McRae in 1958 with Rodgers and Hart's My Romance on Afterglow.
My Romance doesn't have to have a moon in the sky. My romance doesn't need a blue lagoon passing by. No month of May, no twinkling stars, no hideaway, no soft guitars. My romance doesn't need a castle rising in Spain, nor a dance to a constantly surprising refrain. Wide awake, I can make my most fantastic dreams come true. My romance doesn't need a thing but you. My romance doesn't need a castle rock in Spain, nor a dance to a constantly surprising refrain. Wide awake, I can make my most fantastic dreams come true. doesn't need a thing but you.
A summer romance hasn't a ghost of a chance, I know. But a summer romance should have a chance to grow. September's nearly over, the winter will be here. There won't be time to live and laugh and love again this year. If you and I could linger until an early snow, perhaps this romance might find time to grow. But love that is happy in me, uncertain and fleeting, when winter brings its promise of spring and a brand new year to love in. I wish you would remember, we ever started this romance at all. A summer romance hasn't a ghost of a chance, I know. But a summer romance should have a chance to grow.
One familiar and one less familiar romance song, both recorded in 1958. First in that set was the familiar Rodgers and Hart song My Romance, performed there by Carmen McRae. And just now, the less familiar A Summer Romance by Lester Judson and Raymond Taylor, performed there by Beverly Kenny. That song is a little sad, about a romance starting to fail as the weather grows cold. If winter and a happy ending is more your thing, check out the romantic song A Winter Romance, written by Sammy Kahn and Ken Lane, for Dean Martin's holiday theme album of the same name.
No one would have guessed we had started a winter romance, and all.
Next up in our romantic journey, I have two songs by singer June Christie. The first is a bit of a rarity. It's an early song from songwriter Vernon Duke, written in 1933, and then performed here by Christie early in her solo career in 1946. It's not quite as sad as A Summer Romance, but like that song, there is a bit of romantic pleading in this tune. Here is June Christie with Vernon Duke and Edward Heyman's This Is Romance. on Afterglow.
Take romance. I'll take romance while my arms are strong and eager for you. I'll give my arms the cue. I'll take romance. So, my lover, when you want me, call me in the hush of the evening. When you call me in the hush of the evening, I'll rush to my first. Real romance. While my heart is young and eager and gay, I'll give my heart away. I'll take romance. So, my lover, when you want me, call me in the hush of the evening. When you call me in the hush of the evening, I'll rise. take romance. I'll take my own romance.
Two romantic songs from singer June Christie. Just now, we heard the Ben Oakland and Oscar Hammerstein song, I'll Take Romance, written in 1937. That comes from the 1954 mono version of Christie's marvelous LP, Something Cool. Before that, we heard her in 1946 with the Vernon Duke and Edward Heyman tune, This Is Romance, written in 1933. Our next romantic tune this hour comes from the pen of Cole Porter. Now, when we're talking about love, Cole Porter was obsessed with the topic. He wrote at least 20 songs specifically about love, including I Love You, Do I Love You So, So in Love, I Am Love, I Am in Love, True Love, Goodbye My True Love, Easy to Love, Love for Sale, and many, many others. As far as romance goes, however, there is only this one. It comes from the 1932 musical Gay Divorce, and it's a song about the conversational peculiarities of Italians. Here's cabaret icon Bobby Short with Cole Porter's How's Your Romance on Afterglow.
In Italy, the signore are so very amatore that their passion a priori is amor. And the Napoli and Pisa, every man has on his knees a little private Mona Lisa to adore. Is it always amor? Sempre amore. The result is when Italians meet a friend along the way. Instead of saying, how's your health? They say, how's your romance? How is it going? Waning or glowing? How's your romance? Does she or not love you an awful lot? Cool, tepid, warm or hot? How's your romance? Do you from the moment you met her swear that you will never forget her? Do you when she sends you a letter begin to go into a dance? Break me the news, I'm with you win or lose. Please tell me who's and how's your romance. Do you from the moment you met him swear that you will never forget him? When he wants you to let him begin to go into a dance. Break me the news, I'm with you win or lose. Please tell me who's and how's your romance.
New York cabaret star Bobby Short from his 1971 album Bobby Loves Cole Porter with the tune How's Your Romance. We'll continue our romantic journey on this Valentine's Day episode in just a bit. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow.
Romance without finance is a nuisance.
But definitely.
Baby, you know I need me some gold. Romance without finance just don't make sense.
It sure don't.
Mama, mama, please give up that goal. You so great and you so fine. You ain't got no money, you can't be mine. It ain't no joke to be stone broke. Baby, you know I ain't lying when I say romance without finance is a nuisance.
You're not kidding, brother.
Please, please, baby, give me some gold.
Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. It was composer Billy Strayhorn who wrote in his song Lush Life, quote, "Romance is mush, stifling those who strive." However, this hour, we've taken the opposite point of view, celebrating romance in all its wonder in honor of Valentine's Day. Strayhorn was perhaps right to fear romance. It can make fools out of the strongest and wisest of us, causing us to do strange and silly things. And that's the topic of our next romantic song, a less well-remembered one in the romantic song canon. This one comes from the pen of Jimmy Monaco and Johnny Burke, performed here by Frank Sinatra and Tommy Dorsey in 1940. This is Frank Sinatra with Too Romantic on Afterglow.
Thank you. susceptible to stars in the skies. I'm incurably romantic. If they're told to me all covered with sighs, the wildest of lies seem true. Each time a lovebird sings, I have no defenses. My heart is off on wings, along with my senses. I'm a setup for the moon when it's bright. I'm incurably romantic. And I shouldn't be allowed out at night with anyone quite like you. But oh, your arms are nice, and it would be awfully nice if you turned out to be starry-eyed like me. And incurably romantic, too. Would be awfully nice if you turned out to be starry-eyed like me and incurably romantic.
Bing Crosby in 1960 with the Jimmy Van Heusen and Sammy Kahn tune Incurably Romantic, written for the Marilyn Monroe comedy Let's Make Love. Bing sings this song in that film. Before that, we heard Frank Sinatra with trombonist Tommy Dorsey in 1940 with Too Romantic by Jimmy Monaco and Johnny Burke. Earlier in the hour, I described the song My Romance by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart as essentially a recipe for romance, albeit a recipe with only one key ingredient, you. That concept was rehashed in a much more hokey way in 1950 for the Marvin Fisher and Roy Alfred tune titled Recipe for Romance. It's a pop novelty song, to be sure, a common thing around this time, elevated here only slightly by the arrangement by Pete Rugolo and vocals by Mel Torme. Let's hear it now. This is Mel Torme with his 1950 Capitol single, Recipe for Romance, on Afterglow.
1, 2, 3,
look at me.
4, 5, 6,
I'm learning new tricks.
7, 8, 9,
the formula's fine.
10,
you wanna learn it?
Yeah.
Well, all right then.
1,
take 2 lovers.
2,
add a glance.
3,
mix in moonlight. That's a recipe for romance.
4,
blend in music.
5,
start to dance.
6,
pour some sweet talk. That's a recipe for romance.
Romance.
7, if you want a taste of heaven, close your eyes and count 11.
You'll be kissed before you look.
So it says in the cookbook.
8,
start together.
9,
wait your chance.
10,
you'll be happy with my recipe for romance.
five, six,
seven. If you want a taste of heaven, close your eyes and count 11. You'll be kissed before you look. So it says in a cookbook.
Eight, stir together. Nine, wait your chance. 10, pop the question.
You'll be happy, I know in advance, with my recipe for.
Recipe for.
Recipe for.
Recipe for. Romance.
Novelty songs about romance, and both pop rarities. Just now we heard one of the first recordings from an 18-year-old Ella Fitzgerald in October 1935, along with Chick Webb and his orchestra. That was Rhythm and Romance, written by J.C. Johnson, George Whiting, and Nat Burton. Before that, we heard Mel Torme in 1950 with Recipe for Romance, written by Marvin Fisher and Roy Alfred. When I was searching for romantic songs for this romantic show, I came across two songs with the exact same title, Romance in the Dark. It's not entirely uncommon for songs to have the same title. In fact, I devoted an entire episode to demystifying these kinds of song confusions. In this case, we have a bluesy Romance in the Dark, written in 1940 by Lil Green and Big Bill Brunzi. And we have the less familiar, more pop-oriented Romance in the Dark, written by Sam Coslow and Gertrude Neeson. Let's start with that less famous one now, which is performed here, somewhat surprisingly, by the famous jazz singer Billie Holiday. Here she is in 1941 with the Sam Coslow and Gertrude Neeson song Romance in the Dark on Afterglow.
Romance in the dark with you, all at once I knew, darling, love was near. I thrilled to my fingertips, I could feel your lips, darling, oh so near. The music was so entrancing, the lights all began to fade. I said to myself, keep dancing, but only my heart obeyed. A flame grew from just a spark when I found romance in the dark with you.
Just let them dance. We're gonna find romance. Romance in the dark.
two songs with the same title, Romance in the Dark. Just now we heard Nancy Wilson with the blues standard, Romance in the Dark, sometimes just referred to as In the Dark, written by Big Bill Brunsey and Lil Green in 1940. That comes from Wilson's 1966 album, Nancy Naturally, arranged there by Billy May. Before that, we heard Billie Holiday in 1941 with the other Romance in the Dark, written by Sam Coslow and Gertrude Neeson. I started this romance song program with the Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart song Isn't It Romantic, a song the team wrote for the 1932 Jeanette MacDonald film musical Love Me Tonight. And to close off the hour, I'm going to play a song that was written to act as a counterpoint to Isn't It Romantic, the tune Wasn't It Romantic by Hugh Martin and Marshall Bearer. This song was written for an unproduced musical in the early 1960s, intended to be performed by a then 60-year-old Jeanette MacDonald. She was going to perform this song while her original performance of Isn't It Romantic from the film Love Me Tonight was projected on screen. Unfortunately, MacDonald died before the musical could be produced, but luckily, the song was uncovered by singer and song historian Michael Feinstein. Let's hear it now. From his 1988 album Isn't It Romantic, here is Michael Feinstein with the Hugh Martin and Marshall Bearer song Wasn't It Romantic? On Afterglow.
Though the world has grown cold, we can banish the chill. We can order the present to vanish at will. We can darken the room, we can start the machine. And from here in the gloom, as we gaze at the screen, we can step into yesterday still. We can step into yesterday still. Oh, wasn't it romantic? All storybook and song. Fragile as a snowflake, I resolute and strong. How lovely the glow that I recall. How lovely to know that love was all white willows in the moonlight, bright silver in the stream. Oh, did it really happen? Oh, was it just a dream? No matter, I still awake the moment when I will know romance again. Isn't it romance? Wasn't it romantic? Storybook and song. You fragile as a snowflake, I resolute and strong. How lovely the glow that I recall. How lovely
night willows
Michael Feinstein in 1988 with Wasn't It Romantic, a previously unrecorded song written in 1962 by Hugh Martin and Marshall Bearer as counterpoint to the more familiar Rodgers and Hart song, Isn't It Romantic? And thanks for spending a romantic hour with me on this Valentine's Day edition of Afterglow. Educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.